Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I am your host, Jordan McNamara. We are running through football guys projections versus real draft position for the wide receiver position. So this is trying to identify good players for 2021 who are basically underpriced by the dynasty market. It matters more as you go further down the line in terms of RDP, because at that point you should be thinking a little bit more year to year than you might necessarily with some of the younger guys or some of the guys up at the top, where your investment strategy is a little bit different with them. So I think you're going to see some target guys in here where they have a type, right? So they have a type, a little bit older, maybe a couple year window, and probably in some of these, the type is, especially in the multi-year window, it's probably an undervalued asset type. So, some of these guys have shown up in other spots too. So we'll start here. Most underrated guy, Marvin Jones, 70.5, is his RDP. He's projected 38th at Football Guys. I've capped this. There are some guys like Randall Cobb and some others that are sort of way, way outside the top 50. I've cut this for this specific portion to just guys in the top 50. We could talk about a lot of other guys outside the top 50 who have some of these improvements as well, Randall Cobb being one of them. But we'll focus it a little bit more on the guys that are going to be relevant. Cole Beasley's another, 28 spot improvement. He's projected 39th over at Football Guys, 67th in RDP. So again, wide receiver 3-4 range for Cole Beasley. That's pretty nice at that cost. Brandon Cooks, Mr. Underrated himself, 48th in RDP, 22nd in terms of Football Guys projections. That fits one of the profiles that we're talking about. So we'll jump to that, a couple more of those in a second. T.Y. Hilton, 71st in RDP, 48th at Football Guys. I think if he's healthy, you could see more than that as well. So I think that's a notable one there. Super cheap that we like 16th round in startup drafts. We can totally get on board with that. We also get out here to Tyler Lockett. And then here's another one of those guys that kind of fits the Brandon Cooks mold. And so it's really Brandon Cooks, Lockett, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Jarvis Landry, Adam Thielen, kind of guys that appear to be in multi-year windows that are pushing 30 that are probably underpriced by the market, right? So that's, I think, a type, if you sort of want to hunt some of these guys, that's kind of what you're looking for. And I think it gives us some, the metrics sort of back this up. And I think we're sort of seeing some of the density stuff and some of the stuff we've studied throughout the entire dynasty marketplace, which is we're getting a little over our skis in terms of some of the young, unproven wide receivers. They tend to be bad bets. This is sort of an alignment of a lot of takeaways. And this reaffirms, something that I've thought for a while that, this is pretty good value for these guys, right? When you sort of look at guys, that have multiple hits, they tend to outproduce guys that don't. That's historically something that we found. And now we sort of see that, all of that historical data is backed up by some good projections and some of the real projections for this year. So I think that's a hole that we're seeing in the dynasty marketplace. It pops up consistently. It's popping up here. Brandon Cooks, Tyler Lockett, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Adam Thielen, Jarvis Landry. Robbie Anderson's probably not exactly in that, but he sort of fits a little bit. I'm not sure how much of a multi-year window, given some of his contract stuff that we feel super confident about. But I think that those guys, for as dynasty assets, probably going down in price from here on out. But we're going to consistently see them as a source of actual production value. So, like I said, Tyler Lockett projected at 14. He's RDP 35. Robbie Anderson, 48, is his RDP. He's projected at 27. Woods, RDP 30, projected 15th. So that's a 15 spot improvement. And that's, you know, pretty valuable. Wide, basically pushing wide receiver one type valuations at a wide receiver three cost. Tyler Boyd's another one, 42nd in terms of RDP, 28th in terms of projection. So right on the wide receiver three spectrum. Cooper Kupp, 30th in terms of RDP, 17th in Football Guys projections. I did note this week that that he popped up with something, some bursitis or something in his knee. Looks like it's probably going to be fine. Not that big of a deal, and it should heal here. Yeah, I did see that as a story that popped up and did a little digging on that. Doesn't look like it's going to be that big of a deal. Mike Williams, again, going a little bit deeper here. 63 RDP, 50, so not really a big-time difference-making valuation there. Adam Thielen, 33rd in RDP, 21st in Football Guys projections. So, again, lots of wide receiver three cost, wide receiver two type production. Jarvis Landry, 51.5 in real draft position, 42nd. I have a hard time seeing that. Like, I think that's an underpriced. I think he's even underpriced there. He's probably going to be the wide receiver one on that team. Not sure how much we can trust Beckham at this point. He was fine last year. It's just lower volume. I think he probably outproduces that 42nd, you know, assuming health. Just a couple other guys here going down the line a little bit further. You know, I basically tried to cap this at guys that had, you know, 8 to 10 spots or better improvement. Marquise Brown's another one, 52nd in RDP, 43 at Football Guys. Curtis Samuel, 42nd at RDP, 34th at Football Guys. Julio Jones, 32nd RDP, surprisingly low, 25 at Football Guys. Corey Davis is another one I think is probably underpriced by the market just because I think he's got target upside. He just warrants mentioning. 52nd and RDP, 46th for Football Guys projections. On the flip side, we have players that are basically under projected for their RDP. So these guys, I would consider them cautionary, and it depends a little bit on the profile. So there's lots of rookies in here. I'm not going to really cover them. I think it's pretty natural. I think it's worth noting, like, Ja'Marr Chase projected as 23rd at Football Guys. He's 8th over at real draft position. So I think that's, you know, that's pretty notable. You know, Waddle, all of those, Devonta Smith. None of those are particularly surprising. So we're not going to cover specific rookies other than just to say that they're underperforming their projection, which we should expect because they're rookies and they're not really ranked there because of their 2021 projections. So notable profiles that are that are projected to underproduce that are not rookies. Jerry Jeudy, the biggest, he's at negative 16. Spots. So, and again, this is primarily just looking at guys inside the top 50. He is basically the worst in terms of projection. So I think that's a notable drop off there in terms of how far down he goes. So that's pretty concerning. You know, there's some other guys, like I said, there's guys further down the line. No one in the top, no one really in the top 60. So it's not particularly relevant for some of the later guys. N'Keal Harry is really bad, but he's, again, RDP at 90 and he's projected 130. So not too terribly worried about that. So again, just kind of focusing on the guys in the top 50 here in terms of real draft position, you know, what their basically their performances versus RDP. So Jeudy, I think, is an interesting case of, you know, if you're investing in first round wide receivers because they're insulated, that's a concerning sign he's the worst non-rookie. Other guys, Michael Pittman, he's RDP 41. He's projected at 55, so that's minus 14 spots. Laviska Shenault, 36. He's projected at 45, so that's minus 9 spots. Ayuk, notably, projected 29th, and he's got an RDP of 20. So that's a notable concern spot. CeeDee Lamb is RDP of 7. He's projected at 16. Again, so if that rings a bell, that should, because that's Amari Cooper, that's DJ Moore, right? That's all these guys that were projected to be the next elite thing, and then all of a sudden they funnel into that wide receiver 2 range, and it's a big difference between being a wide receiver 2 and being wide receiver, you know, an elite wide receiver 1. Yeah, that's a big difference in terms of it's just a whole nother strata. Again, from a win perspective, it's not that big of a deal, but from a cost perspective, you don't want to pay that cost for where you can otherwise get that type of production. So that's just a concern spot there for me. Courtland Sutton, 25th in RDP. He's down at 33. Ruggs, 48.5 is his RDP. He's going at 56. So that's a concern. Galladay, 25th in terms of RDP, 32nd in terms of his projection. He's a guy that could fall 20 spots in RDP by next year. So that's a concern spot there for me. I would be pretty cautious on that. DJ Moore up there at 13 in terms of his RDP. He is projected to finish 20th. Again, we sort of see that, and that, you know, it's going to become the Brandon Cook scenario where everyone's like, oh, it's not that impressive, but he's going to post, you know, top 20 type numbers, and everyone's going to just fade on him into his mid-20s. And so just be careful on that. If he does that, I think he's probably going to be worth less next year. DJ Shark, 31st at RDP, 37th in terms of projection. Chase Claypool, 25th in terms of RDP, 31st in terms of projection. So those are 6 spots. Justin Jefferson, similarly 6 spots there. He is an RDP of 3. And he's projected at 9. So I think that's one where you could say, all right, like I sort of get that. I think that, you know, his RDP could potentially even go up a little bit further. It's fluctuating here. It's a little bit fluctuating. It was up to be basically the top one, but he was kind of at 2 and 3. So he's a little bit all over the place, but I would say he's consensus like a top 3-4, depending on the time frame we're looking at. Again, so you're getting a wide receiver 1 type production profile, but again, not sort of living up to that cost. So just always got to be careful on those. And other guys here, there's no one else outside of like a 4 spot drop. So I think they're notable. I think, you know, I'm not necessarily looking at Justin Jefferson saying he's not worth his cost. But some of the other ones that concern me, like Galladay, is a little bit of concern, because I think if he does that, he can crater in terms of his stock. Judy is a big time concern. I mean, if he finishes his 40th this year, that's not a good scenario. So that would be one that I would say, all right, we could pivot. Again, I can kind of go both ways on Judy, right? I sort of know that's the risk that I'm getting. And I think if that's the risk that you're getting, you should almost always kick the can and try and do something different. But I did see some stuff metrically where it has me like pretty intrigued, but I just don't know from a quarterback play perspective, you know, how efficient is their offense going to run, how much opportunity is truly going to get if you're playing Teddy Bridgewater, if you're playing Drew Lock. You know, and that can be the difference between, you know, 520 passing attempts and 560 passing attempts, and that can really move the needle for you. You know, so that's just the cause and concern that I have. You know, if you're getting 25% market share, right, and it's going to be, and you're getting something like 60 more a passing attempt just because your offense is better. And you sort of project that out. If that's, 1.5 between 1.5 and 2 points per target, then all of a sudden, like, that's those are points, right? That's a significant difference in terms of, you know, that's a couple of a tenths of a win, but that's a significant perception difference too, right? That can be, you know, if it turns into being 20, 30 points, just on some of those marginal differences, I mean, that could be the difference between wide receiver 40 and wide receiver 20. And so that's the concern that I have with Judy. He needs a lot of things to go his way to sort of not be entering year three as a big time disappointment. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.